Okay, so we left off yesterday. We left off right smack in the middle of all the riots of the rush to his basic theory that permits the entire sugya, called Chayz Veneir. And again, it's the rush who's telling you Chayz Veneir, even though the rush was the biggest Bittel fan, the one who created the klal, who discovered the klal, who invented the klal of Issa Nefach Neosetter, and Avraham Bichein, the rush turns around and says Chayz Veneir poses a problem. So how did the rush know Chayz Veneir? So we rattled one riot after another, after another, after another riot. So we began to analyze, take apart riot by riot. So I think we left off the middle of the second riot, if I'm not mistaken, that the rush wanted, right? The rush wanted being a riot from the fact that Heter is Batel, but Afa Bichein, it's Chayz Veneir, who would deny be Issa Batel's Chayz Veneir. So the case that the rush was referring to was the case we just gave arbitrary numbers. We have 50 chulin and one truma. So we decided the result of Psach was also. Okay? So by Sheo Sham, it's also. But if you add in more heter, so all of a sudden it's going to become more. Now again, there are technical issues of everybody. So if you can get around those, we show you. Don't bother with that stuff right now. Bottom line is that if you figure out a way to add more after the heter, so then the tarobos will become mutter. Notwithstanding the fact that 2 weeks ago we declared the tarobos to be aser. So says the Rush. You see that a davar aser can become mutter once again as long as the numbers are right. That's called chayzer v'neir. Now this is the chayz v'neir in the direction of being a mutter, says the Rush. But if we're so makil, to apply Chayz Veneir to be mapped or something, how much more so will we apply Chayz Veneir to ask us something? That was the Rush's theory from yesterday. So we stopped the Rush at the end of the shiur and we said, wait a second, hold on. Who said that the Dover HaMutter was ever Batel in the first place? Who said that the Din Racharem Hatos even addressed the Dover HaMutter? We're not so sure about that. And we even discovered a Ramban in the beginning of the Vavasar, the quote to Yesham, that Heter lo Batel. So if it's Heter lo Batel, then obviously this Raya is going to become Batel. So the question is that true or not? Is it Heter Batel, not Batel? What should that depend on? So this goes way beyond the intricacies of the Russian's Raya. This is a Lomda Shashayla. It touches on the very heart, the very soul, gets to the very core of Bittel. Can Bittel apply to Davar HaMutter, or is Bittel reserved only for Davar HaSurah, like we've been using it for the last 6 months? So at the very end of the Shir, we made reference to the Yoni Gyat, the famous Chuvah of the Yoni Gyat. The Gyatif tells us that he's not so sure that Bittel works to make a pair of tzitzis kosher. He's not so sure that Bittel works to make a matzah into the Shema. Why? Because Heichar Matzinut is the principle of Bittel, that's to remove characteristics. Who said that Bittel can grant characteristics? Who says that we can invoke the Pasha Bittel to make something the Shema, to make this tzitzis kosher, make this matzah kosher? Who said he could do that? If that is correct, and I'm not sure it's right, but if that is correct, that Bittel only works, Kishmai Kevu, that Bittel works, Levatel, but Bittel does not work, Lahosif, to add on characteristics. So then maybe, we can argue that the concept of Bittel doesn't apply to Davar HaMutter for the following very, very lumdish, esoteric, philosophical, almost kind of understanding. I want to ask you the following shana. Okay? It may sound like a funny shana. Why is this water mutter? So I'll tell you why it's mutter. You want to hear why it's mutter? Because it's not Bas Mechalov, it's not Nevela, it's not Trefa, it's not Egla Rufa, it's not Tipur Mitzayra, it's not Sam Nozir, it's not Shohan Nisko, it's not Irni Dachas. I'll try to go through the list, okay? It's not any of those. And therefore, by default, it is what? It is mutter. Does it have a characteristic of Heter? Is it Chalon and the Shame Davra Mutter? What's the answer? Davra Mutter doesn't exist. Davra Mutter is an absence of what? Of Yisur. Anything starts out, all is Mutter to prove an Asur. Being Mutter is not a characteristic, it's not a positive trait that you are Davra Mutter. If mainly you went through the checklist, you don't have to go through the checklist. Every time you sit down for breakfast, you don't have to go through this checklist. But in theory, you do. Whenever I say this checklist, it always reminds me of the famous Purim Spiel. Back in a certain yeshiva, I've told the story before, there was a certain rav, a certain yeshiva was known to be a big machmir, so they put a little bit of Purim Spiel, make a little bit of like tzaddis of the chumras. So they had a talmud bringing this particular rav in the spiel, bring him shalosh manos. So he brings him two pieces of meat. So the Rav says, I can't eat that meat. It's not this hashkach. It's not that hashkach. Okay. Then he brings him, what can I do next? He brings him fruit. He brings him fruit. I can't eat this. It's perishvius. And this is arla. This is everything. This is nice. He brings him to habitat. This is chadash. And this is pasach. Every day. So finally, the poor Talmud doesn't know what to do. So he says, I'm going to bring something that even the biggest machmir ever going to have. He brings two stones to the Rav, and he says, this is my Shalach Manas to you. So the Rav looks at the stone, he says, I'm not sure, it's a chashash, if you're nidachas, possibly. Okay, so when you go through the list, and you even clear the nidachas part, so then everything memeila is mutter, but that's the key word, memeila is mutter. What do I say now? That you know what heter is mutter? Heter is a quality. Everything has the characteristics of mutter. Being mutter is a good, positive thing. Being mutter doesn't just mean, well, I didn't fail the Isser test, but mutter is a positive quality. So, l'chora, if you claim the Oni Giyantav Shtikul Torah is right, which he himself is not even sure, if you say, this is Bittul, not Bishop, if you hold that Bittul only works Levach, it doesn't work Mahosif, so then if you think that Heter characteristics are a positive characteristic, there is something there to be Mevatel, so then Bittul may be effective. Bittul can be Mevatel, that positive characteristic. And if it doesn't have the parasitic characteristic of heter, then you have a problem. But maybe not. Maybe the bittul can only the mevatel characteristics. It can't add characteristics. It could be the heter is not a characteristic. It's not tofe. It's not nitvas to the parasha bittul. So it's a combination of chakiras here. If you hold that bittul can only be mevatel, not hosif, and you also hold that being mutter is not really a characteristic. If those both of those things are true, then you could be led down the path to say heter l'botel. Again, it's a stretch. You have to chakira squared in order for that to be correct. Just parenthetically, before we get back to the Bittul story, is this like some up in the air philosophical kind of a chakira? Is heter a positive quality, or is heter absent of something? Is there any real Rishonim that talk about this? Anyone remember? Where do Rishonim talk about this? They don't talk about it by Bittul. They talk about something else. There's Gemara in Gitna Beis that says that an echad is never besurin except against the what? What can an echad not go up against? A chazokah. If the status quo used to be something, an echad can't change that status quo. So let's say we know that this meat was osur. For the last 2 months, this meat was osur. And now we're discussing whether the status has changed or not. The erecha doesn't have koach to do that. But we know this woman was asura, and now the erecha doesn't have koach to change that. So an erecha against the chazaka is not going to work. So there's machlekes and rishayim. What about an erecha against the cheskes heter? Something used to be mutter, and now an erecha is coming and testifying that it has changed the direction of being osur. Is the erecha nemon to go up against the cheskes heter? The parashah of Echad and Bisur is when there's no chazak one way or the other. I have a piece of meat. I have no idea where it came from. I don't know. Is this chelim? Is it shuman? It doesn't have nisht chetz. It has nisht cheskes iser. So that's the parashah of Echad and Bisur, whatever the source of that din is. But whenever you're against the cheskes iser, the Gemara says, at least according to one opinion, the Gemara, Echad fails. So the Machlekes and Rashi in the Rosh, what about an Echad against the cheskes iser? So the Bukharim explains, what's the Kudus of Machlekes? What are the Rishayim fighting about? An erecha can't go against the pre-existing status, against the pre-existing halacha. An erecha is neman in a vacuum, but he's not neman la'afuke something. So when an erecha comes to say that what used to be mutter is now asr, is he going up against something? Is he hitting into a brick wall? Is he driving into a concrete wall or not? So if you hold that cheskes heter exists, it's a real concept in halacha, it's a principle, it's a positive characteristic, positive quality called cheskes heter. So just as an erecha doesn't have the koyach to go up against the brick wall of cheskes iser, he wouldn't have the koyach to go up against the cheskes heter as well. So if you hold the cheskes heter, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist cheskes heter. Cheskes heter just means that there's no reason to say it's osur, but it's not a quality, it's not a character, it's not a wall, it's nothing. So then it's a vacuum, and in a vacuum, an erecha would be nemot. That's a famous beer in Rav Chanan, and famous beer in Chaykes Yerushalayim about how do you view cheskes heter? So again, if you combine that shayla together with the Erev Yom, then you may be in business to say you have a possible reason why heter is lo botel. Is there any other reason why heter should not be botel, not going down with Erev Yom? So the Ramban himself proposes a suggestion, and we're hopefully going to come back to this as the sugya develops a little bit more. The Ramban suggests another reason why maybe heter lo botel. What does bittul mean, Rabbi Yisrael? What's the whole essence of bittul? We've said already 100 times. What is bittul? Come on, Rabbi Bachber, come on, what is bittul? Bittul has a lot to do with mindset. It's batel because it really is meaningless to me. Who's going to bring me a raya that mindset is critical for bittul? It's not just batel me'elov. Bittul takes not just the physical reality of bittul, but the gavra hamavatel. Who's going to bring me a raya bura? They need a gavra hamavatel. What? Yedias Tarovis, remember? We never did this a little bit, okay. Yedias Tarovis, remember we learned the other day that Kozban, you don't know about it. What's the din? It ain't Batel. Right? It's not Batel, Bashari Surim. It's not Batel until you have Yedias Tarovis. Remember that? Didn't we just talk about this yesterday? Because Bittel is not just a physical reality. Bittel is a whole approach, a whole mindset. As to this item, this type of, this Batel in my mind. If that's the case, says the Rambam. What's the mindset about people? What do people like to get rid of? What do people not want to be bothered with? What? Isurim. We're not particularly interested in chazas. I would like to go eat dinner tonight, okay? I'm not particularly interested in you telling me if this chazar might be taking soup, all right? So whatever is going to happen to get rid of this chazar, I'm all for. I'm voting in favor of it, though. But what do people not want? Most people, unless you're like some very, you know, most people are not davening for Isurim. Most people are not looking for Isurim. So if I have a Dover Heter, I'm very happy with the Dover Heter. The last thing I want you to do is to declare my Dover Heter is what? Is Batel. Right? That's the last thing on my mind, is to be Mevatel. So Zavti Ramban, maybe that's the Svara to say that there's no Bittul on Dover Heter because ain't Daitis Allah Mevatel Dover Heter. I don't really want it to be. We're not taking a vote and a poll who does want, doesn't want. And then, I mean, the stub of the mils is that Isurim lend themselves to the Ratzon HaMavatel, whereas the Torah basically doesn't lend itself to that. It's a Svara from Rabban. Again, we're going to come back to the Rabban a little bit later on. So Rabbi Sai, we're back to, we have two rayas in the Rush. So we have, what was raya number one? Raya number one was when you had 100 chulin, one truma, and then you started to add on plus more truma. We had a whole machlokes, the Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, Yidiyah, that was the Rush's first raya. That is a concept called what? Called Chayz V'Neir. The only thing that prevented Chayz V'Neir and truma was the Chayvas Hag, Hagbo. Fine, that was raya number one. Raya number two is in the case when you have what? You have 50 chulin, one truma, and then you mosif what? You mosif chulin, so the Torah is chayz v'neir, so kav chayber, so far so good. So we have two very, very good rayas, and we have two very, very good dichulin. The boy say, do you understand the second raya of the Rush? Bechlal, I'm surprised that you guys let me go till today on this one. If we would have had morning say the first, you guys, somebody would have discovered this. How'd you let the Rush say what he just said? Listen to the Rush. The Rush is by the Raya. Zabin Fido, that Heter is Batel. Just as Heter is Batel, but yet it comes back to life. So to Issa, it's Batel come back to life. So we attack the Rush on purely tangential concerns. We question the Rush's equation between Isser and Heter. So we dug up a Ramban of Masa Beis. We threw out a Bikias about the Yantifs. I talked to Rabbi Chon about Heter Lobata. I dug up a Ramban of Masa Nachman Beis. I've been talking completely tangentially to the topic. Not the first time, not the last time I met the show. But how did anybody let me get away with this? I can't believe you're looking at these numbers. Where is Barak? Where are the numbers, guys, that we need it? Where are mathematicians in this year? The Rush is using this scenario as a description of a Davra Batel Barov that comes back to life. Really? What's Batel Barov? Could someone please show me where the Rove is? Last I checked, when you have 50 chulin and one truma, the chulin is not Batel Barov. Last Weinbach was in the Shir, he told us that, which is bigger, one or 50? Come on, guys, I know it's early in the morning, so let's have another coffee yet. Come on, let's go. 50 is bigger than one, right? 50 is not Batel in one. 50 is usher because why? Because Nebuch what? Nebuch the Rechbanus on you that one, your one is not Batel in your 50. But who said, we state that 50 is Batel in one? There's no rove that's declaring the 50th batel. The reality is you can't eat it because it doesn't have the sheer bit of the chazal misakein, so nebuch it's usher. But there's no bitl bereiv. So how in the world did the Rush know that just because the 50 come back to life, I'll tell you exactly why they come back to life. Because they were never gone from life in the first place. How in the world did the Rush know to extrapolate to a case of Isser where the miut is bottle bereiv? Because if it wouldn't have been bottle bereiv, then it never would have become mutter in the first place. How in the world did the Rush know that a davar bottle bereiv is nepach ayidei chayzer v'neir? It's a peladig of Rush, no? How come nobody jumped in this Rush for the last 2 days? Isn't it obvious, this kasha? Like, make a taste of mutter with each other. Pella, no, it's a big, big pella. Big, big pella. The Rush is mixing principles. The Rush knew this also, but he still felt that he can mix these principles. It's not so partial. So everybody said we have a lot of auras on the Rush's first raya. We had a taste of a comment, a different shot. A lot of issues with the Rush's second raya. Let's move into the third raya. Now who's got the third raya? Who remembers the third raya? What was the raya? Maisa lochutzia, shaka with Rome, mayim, all that kind of stuff, right? So the Rush says, oh, madoch, if the miyot mayim that was botel, al atzadah, we don't even sure it was miyot mayim, but al atzadah it was miyot mayim, it was botel, but when it mixes in the water in the pot, it becomes chayz v'neyor. If chayz v'neyor works in tumah, works in Isser as well. To which one other Rishonim respond? No, it doesn't. There are many, many chumras that we have in Tumah Tahara that we don't have in Isurim. We cannot always mix and match the two. So just because it could be Chayz V'Neyah as a chumra with the Rabbanan and the Rav of Taras, and there's no extrapolation to the bottom of the kitchen. So at least this case is right in the sense of that this is a Taroves, and it's right that he's got the bit to go in the right direction. Everything is right, but it's the wrong area of halacha, and therefore we'd be very, very weary before we apply it to regular Yerodeh. And raya number four. What was raya number four? Pigel. This is the easiest raya to refute. What's the refutation of this raya? The what? What's the reputation of this raya? It is what?
Can't learn from
Hakadosh. It's not doing anything. There's not a Tarovis. What kind of Tarovis? What's Tarovis? What was this? This was in the first Kezias. Link up to the first half of Kazayas and Chutz Mano. Did he get married to the Chatzi Zayas and Chutz Mano? Till death do they part? You can't break up the Torah. I don't want to say the Torah. You can't break up that Chibur. You can't break up that Siruf. What does that have to do with Taravis? The only thing that has to do with Taravis is because the Gemara used the phrase, V'yaket Apigol, which is like Chayz V'Neir. So the Rosh said, oh, Zaman V'Neir, this is Suyu Chayz V'Neir. Other Rishayim would say, it doesn't have to do with anything. This is B'chulan with Chayz V'Neir. There's a different sugya, legal, nothing at all to do with anything. So basically, we had four very, very powerful rayas of the Rush, and we chiseled away at each one of these rayas. Why do we do this? Because we know in the heart of hearts that the Rishonim don't buy into this Rush. The Rishonim who are not big fans of Chayz V'Neir, at least to certain degrees, some Rishonim legamri don't buy into it, some Rishonim chisel away at it. The Rush's theory that Chayz V'Neir is Chayk V'Layavor, based on four solid rayas, Haley and Rush with Meichazayim, but the other Rishonim say none of the rayas are convincing. None of the rayas are incredible. So Rabbi said we spent a day and a half on the Rush. Let's go into another group of Rishonim now. Let's go to the other extreme Rishonim. Let's go to the biggest anti-Chayz V'Neir Rishonim. Who is the biggest anti-Chayz V'Neir? You never heard of it? That registered in his book, it doesn't register, but Chlal. Who is that? The Ravid. What led the Ravid to believe that there's no such thing called Chayz V'Neir? I'll tell you what led the Ravid to say this. The Ravid read a sugya in the end of Maseches Avodazara. The Ravid wrote a Perush. Perush arrived in Maseches Avodazara. There's a complicated sugya in the end of Maseches Avodazara about different tarovasim of Yayin Nesach. Now, Yayin Nesach is a potentially very, very serious problem. Wine that was actually poured to an idol is Aser, the Shti of Hanom Deraisa. That's real Yayin Nesach. That's the real Makor. Chazal prohibited all wine that was touched and handled, manufactured, all that kind of stuff by Goyim. For two reasons. One is the Gezeira Atu Yayin Nesach, and then for another reason, what's the other reason? Mishum Ben Oseya, it's official Akham, like you're going to get too chummy, too close to, for comfort. The Rishonim explained that the reason why Bishul Akham is Mutta Bano, and Stam Yayin, Yayin that was touched by Goy, is also Bano, If the whole reason to stop Yainam for stop Yainam does not mean Yainesi, Yainesi's mom is poor, stop Yainam is stop. We don't know whether it was really poor or not. We doubt it was, but maybe. If the whole reason to prohibit stam yeinam wine merely touched by a goy was only because of binoseim, only like because of chasnas, then there's no reason they would have asked it b'hanoah. The only reason why they tapped on nisr hanoah to it is why? Because it's also that far-fetched concern, maybe the goy poured it level to zohar. Okay? So you need almost a combination of both. Why do you need the reason of binoseim? If it's already yasser al chashash of zohar, what do you need binoseim for? So the Rishonim explained that Chazal never would have made this because stam to make wine all asr because maybe poured that, but what are the odds that any given guy poured any given bottle of wine to an idol? So unlikely. I'm sitting at my Shabbos table and the guy comes and clears off the table, takes off my mom's bush of wine. Oh, Gaval, maybe he meant to pour it to his idol. I mean, very unlikely. Possible, but unlikely. So Chazal didn't want you to be drinking the guy's wine. Chasnas. So once they already asked that chasnas, and there is that far-fetched concern of maybe poor levet azor, so the two factors combine together. So for a combination of these factors, the Rishonim explained, one gemara speaks about one reason, one gemara speaks about another reason. The bottom line is all wine taught, handled by goyim is also mid the rabbanon bein b'shtiyah bein b'hanoah as a combination of mishum nosen and mishum chashash levet azor. Because of this combination of factors, that's why the rabbanon quotes a group of Rishonim who say that concern of avodah zarah may not apply to zman hazeh. Why? Because the goyim aren't doing this anymore. Most of the goyim are not pouring wine to idols anymore, except in some places, but most places they're not. Somebody pointed out that their neighbor in Washington Heights had an altar in the living room and they used to pour wine on it, so they were nervous about this Ramo. But the Ramo writes that normal people are not pouring wine to idols anymore, and therefore maybe the chashash avodah zarah doesn't apply. It doesn't mean wine is mutter. It just means that maybe it's not also b'wat b'zman hazeh. Maybe it's not also b'no. Maybe it's only also b'shtia b'zman hazeh, which would be a tremendous cooler. That would mean that if somebody gives you a fancy bottle of wine as a gift, you can give it off to another guy as a gift, and that's not called being man and mesir hanoah if you follow the Ramah. Not everyone agrees to the Ramah. Maybe the Ramah's not always makel. Again, that's a lump of shishayla with a lot of lamais applications b'zman hazeh, but not for now. So back to the good old days, or the bad old days, whenever they were, when it was real yai nesa through Ramah koi. So the Mishnah speaks about what's the din if you have a little bit of tray for wine gets mixed into a big pot of kosher wine, big vat of kosher wine. So the Mishnah talks about it's been b'mina b'mashu, is it not b'mashu, is it b'mishena b'mina, a lot of stories going on. So in the middle of that sugya, the Gemara quotes the following statement that if you have a, say you have a pit of a bore, you have a vat, a place of storing wine, of kosher wine, loads and loads of really good geschmack. Give me a good kosher brand. A good kosher brand of wine.
Bartanura.
Okay, really high quality Bartanura wine. And now the guy comes and he starts taking some of his trayful wine. It's mamish. They bow down to an idol with it. And the worst of the worst. And he takes a little drop, and a little drop of that wine falls into my big vat of kosher wine. Of course, don't worry about it. That's bottle of elf alpha elf. Rebate bottles. Bottle of a million. Okay. And pour a little bit more in. Oh, come on. Afilu kol hayom kulay. The Gemara quotes a pin that says, mutter. You know why? Three magic words. What are the three magic words?
Kama,
bottle. Every drop of wine is bottle. And then the next is bottle, the next is bottle, the next is bottle. Kama, bottle. Even if at the end of the day you have 100 times more trefa wine than the kosher wine, you're good to go. Kama. Wow, that sounds like the absolute clear antithesis of what principle? That's like the biggest anti-chazonei you can possibly get. Says the Rush, don't worry. Yet. You know why? Because the Gemara rejects that opinion. The Gemara quotes other Amorim and say, no, it's not true. It's not true. The whole thing is not true. There's no such thing. And you can read the Sar Belief, and Shulchan Aruch Pasuk, it's not also. Comes the rabbi and says, not so, don't breathe. Don't take a sigh so fast. Don't sigh in relief so fast, says the rabbi. The first opinion that had this razzle-dazzle, wild, unbelievable, oh, you want to super chidish of kamakam avatil, that was rejected, is the emes lamitai. The first shita is fundamentally right. At least theoretically right. The Ikaron and Lomdus, the first sheet is 1,000% right, says the Raivid. You know why we don't paskin like that shita? Why did everybody else reject it? Not because it was fundamentally wrong, but why? Because of, this is what? This is idolatry. This is idol worship. Chumra the Avodah Zarah. There's a theme that appears, a term that appears throughout. Anyway, I learned Maseches Avodah Zarah. Okay, anyone bump into that phrase once or twice? Chumra the Avodah Zarah Shaydi. The standards of Avodah Zarah are so high, we want to stay as far away from Avodah Zarah as possible. This is special. Sasek, Pesem, Chot, Rul, Sos, Stach, Avodah Zarah, Gaval, Gavayama, Avodah Zarah. The Vehicle says the Raven that fundamentally, in terms of pure Chaskashra, the first opinion is right. But Nebuch, Mishim Chumad Avodah Zarah, we're not allowed to implement that, and therefore Nebuch, we have to be Machmir. But Bikaron is right. What is the significance of that saying, Bikaron is right? If you plug that into other areas of halacha, he will be right, not just directly, but actually practically. Areas which are not bound by the chumras of Chumad Avodah Zarah. Let's walk this through, says the Rebbe. Give me a parallel case using treifas, regular treifas. Give me a very similar. Yayin v'yayin is a good example of what? It's a lach b'lach of a min, what? It's min b'min lach b'lach, right? That's what it sounds like. You get all the character, all the trimmings of lach b'lach b'min b'min. Who's going to walk me through this one? Take out wine, put in chicken soup. I got a big, giant one of those, camp, pots of chicken soup. And a little bit of treifa, Campbell's chicken soup falls into my big pot of, what was the kosher brand again? Geffen. My Geffen, my mishpacha, I got my kosher, the hadrim kosher chicken soup. And a little bit of treifa falls in. Baruch Hashem, it's bachtel. What's the shibbitl, by the way? What's the shibbitl? It's minderino, but it's what? It's lach malach, so what's it in? Amarava, the bishishim, right? Okay, we got that, we're okay. Bishishim. Shh. Deraisin Rabbanan. Deraisin Rabbanan. Quickly, come on, go fix it. Stand it up. Only the Rabbanan, right? Yeah. What's the reason for the Rabbanan? Come on, here, on the tibia tongues. Is there or according to the Rabbanan? What? And who says it's deraisa? Some sort of that's Rashi. Who says it's not bottle at all? Rabbi Yehuda. And which Rishon may pass like Rabbi Yehuda? Rashi. Okay, you guys are good. Yes. Not bad, guys. Okay. Good. So back to that story. So I have a big pot of kosher chicken soup, a little bit of crepe chicken soup falls in. Bottle. Another drop of bottle. The whole day. Again, it's all the shaygig. Amazing. Okay? So the monkey's coming and dropping in there, drop at a time. And no one realizes, all of a sudden, gevalt, I notice. Don't worry, relax, says the rabbi. Kamakama bottle. Yeah, but we don't pass it. No, said, we do pass it. Kamakama bottle. We don't pass Kamakama bottle by Avodah. Chicken soup is not Avodah. And therefore, we pass it a lot, Kamakama bottle. Startling. Obviously, the rush was buy into that, but acceptable. Then the rabbi goes, what's the you have to hold off to this rabbi. So this is going to be very, very, no pun intended, hard to swallow. Comes the rabbi and says, let's change one factor here. Let's get rid of the chicken soup of the kosher pot and make it into a what? My good bubby is what? Potatoes. Okay, good old potatoes right out of Poland. My pot of potatoes. Mzundik bulbas, Monday morning potato soup. And now a little bit of Campbell soup falls in. A drop falls in. Another drop. The 3,700th drop falls in, and all of a sudden I realize that at least the commercial about Campbell's, something around the soup is something yum yum good, something like that. Okay, you guys don't remember the commercial in the 1960s? All right, there used to be a thing called TVs, but Hashem, they don't exist anymore. Bigger, better things have taken their place. Smaller, better things or worse things have taken their place, and there used to be a thing called commercials. Okay. So, Baruch Hashem, nobody, no Ben Tur, no Yerushimayim, ever heard of a commercial. Even my own daughter, I've told the story before, that one time one of my children, I gave them special shus to watch some kind of educational something or other, or a movie or something, some kind of thing they needed for school. They didn't really need for school. School would never tell them to do it, but they something that was relevant to something, and they were sick anyway, so I let them go to their grandparents' house and watch the movie. So after about 10 minutes, my daughter calls me. She said, Abba, the movie's over. I said, it's a 2-hour movie about the Revolutionary War history, a documentary, or whatever, documentary or something. So I said, it's not over. It's 2 hours. I said, no, it's over. I said, what do you mean it's over? Well, it ended, and now there's somebody driving around the car or something on the TV, and it's over. I said, that's a commercial. I now know the commercial. I've never heard of it. It wasn't on my radar screen, a commercial. Okay. Well, all right. Back to that story. So, Unfortunately, my kids now do know. They've heard about this. I heard a paragraph of this. Someone told me about a commercial. Okay, so what are we talking about? Oh, the camels, right. Yeah, free association. So I have my kosher chicken soup. Wrong soup. Kosher potato soup. And now the monkey's dropping little droplets of Campbell soup in, and all of a sudden I come to the realization that it's not Balka B'Shishim. The guy comes and gives a good taste, and he says, now this is a good Campbell soup with a little potato to it, but this is not kosher. This is like my grandmother used to make. His grandma, not my grandma. My grandma didn't make Campbell soup. She made potato soup. This is his tray for grandparents' soup. I taste it. It's yummy. It's delicious. You know what the rabbit says? I can't even say. What does the rabbit say? Enjoy the soup. It's kosher. Wine, three words. Kavagam bottle. Every drop of chazer fell in with this bottle. There's no chazer in here. Show me the chazer. Where's the chazer? Vishnei chazer. There's no chazer here. Kavagam bottle. Do you see what the rabbi just did? He took a Gemara that rejected Kavagam bottle. The Gemara says, we don't pass the Kavagam bottle. The rabbi took that Gemara that was rejected. No, we really do pass the Kavagam bottle. We just don't do it by Avodah Zarah. And then let's extrapolate to other areas of Halacha where there's no chashash for Chumash Avodah Zarah, like the chicken soup. That was halva tzara. That was half a problem. And then the rabbi said, oh, by the way, while I'm already in the mood of being matir things, let's be matir this also, because why not? Kavagam bottle. I have tastes. Who cares? Comes to Ramban, in the end of Avodah Zarah, quotes this rabbi. Put the Ramban in the memory covers. I put the Rav in the Rambam. I don't know who I put on. If I put somebody on, no. Who heard of this Rabbi before? Is it on the Rambam Kamas? We spoke about it before, but it's not on these Rambam Kamas?
No.
Oh, I didn't put it anywhere on these Rambam Kamas. The Rashba quotes it. Somebody quotes it. I have to put it somewhere. So comes the Rabbi and says, it's okay, come on, bottle. It's time, who cares? The Ramban screams out two words, and he just keeps on screaming. What are the two words that the Ramban keeps on screaming? What are the two words? What? Two words. What you, Rabbi, just said in your grand finale is cannot be true. Did anyone ever hear of a principal called Tom Kiker? You're tasting treasures. You're eating a potato soup that tastes like chazer. How can that ever be mutter? That is off the charts. That is an impossibility. And you want to tell me Tom Kiker is going to a bona, Rashi? That's not the route I'm taking. Tom Kiker's the right. Everybody knows Tom Kiker's the right. So. How are you talking? How can it be? It is Tom Chazir, right? What's the answer to the right? It's such a teller. What's the answer? Yep, it has Tam Chazer. So whoop-de-doo. So do artificial bacon chips. Also have Tam Chazer. Does that mean they're Chazer? The Torah never asked having Tam Chazer. The Torah asked that having Tam Chazer from a Chavtza, that is called Chazer. If you have Tam Chazer that is emanating from a Chavtza that doesn't have a Shem Chal Hashem Chazer on it, that's perfectly permissible. The Gemara says in Chulin that Rav Nachman's wife, what was the Rebbe's name? From the name? Yalta, very famous Rebbe of Nachman, who has some fascinating stories about her. So Yalta came to her husband once, Rav Nachman, and she said, the whole lumdus, she had a whole preamble to her shadow. She said, everything that's usur in halacha has kayetzibay that's mutter. There's always something that's mutter ke'ein that iser. What does that mean? So the Gemara goes through the list, and later on, Karakol Abasa. What's that Gemara? Kofiud? Anyone learn Chul? Anyone learn Bikias in Chul? No. Amr LeYalta to the bottom of Kuftes and Abayz. Amr LeYalta of Nachman. Michtei Kol Di Asal and Rechman Shol and Kavasei. Whatever's also, there's a parallel to Mutter. Asal and Daba, the Torah says you can't eat blood. Shol and you're allowed to eat a liver, even though a liver is all blood. Nida, the Torah says, Nida is also, Dam Toyer. After a woman gives birth and she waits a few days, you know, mikvah, all the blood that comes afterwards is mutter, even though it's mamash the same blood. Chelev behema, chelev chaya. Chazir, mocha de shibuta. If you have the brains of this shibuta fish, it tastes like pig. Everyone should go through. She tells you I can eat pasul chol beheter. I guess if she would have lived today, she would have said, what's it called? What? No. Yeah, the impossible burger, whatever it is. You know, that's what she probably would have said. Okay, fine. So, bottom line is that you can have a taste of chaz. That's not the problem. The problem is that it can't come from chetz of chaz. What's the rabbit saying? What does kamakam boto mean? It's not here. It's not a chetz of chaz. It's tasting so well. If al pi din it's boto, and the rabbit never heard of chaz of inher, it doesn't exist by pigol maybe, but doesn't exist by kashrus. And none of the Mishnayos and Trumas have any relevance to our discussion, the Ravid would say, based on all the kashas that we had in the Rosh Hashanah. There's no such thing called Chayz of Ineya. So Kamakam Boto carries the day, even when there's a Tom. And the Ramban said, that I cannot believe. But the Ramban said, you know, I can't believe how far the Ravid went. Remember we said some people are going to get on the train and get up earlier than others? The Ravid refused to get on the Chayz of Ineya train. The Ramban got on, but got off right away. Ramban says, I'm going to meet the rabbit halfway. What do you mean by that? The original case of Kamakam Boto, which is the antithesis of Chayz of Ineir, was talking about a min b'wa. Was it min b'mino? By min b'mino, what do you not have screaming and staring in the face? You don't have tam. So Ramban says, you know, when it's min b'mino, and anyway there's no tam kikah to reckon with, so then I'm okay to say Kamakam Boto. And I'll even say it there, Isa. Argues the Ramban. What does it mean by that? Even if at the end you don't even have what? Get it. Mimbabino. So what's the share there, Isa? Rope. You don't even have rope anymore. So you had kosher chicken soup, you have 50 ounces of kosher chicken soup, and one little drop fell in, and it keeps on falling in, and now you have 190 ounces, of which 140 of them are treif, and 50, you have well over a rove of treifos. What would the Ramban say? I'm okay with that. That I can handle, that I can swallow. Why? Because kama botil. What I can't tolerate, says the Ramban, is the parallel case to the potato soup and the chicken soup. Because when there's tam, I can't be matter. That is just off my screen. That's not a possibility. Kama botil, I'm on the right, but the right is right. Fundamentally, we accept it. It can't work by min mishen hamina because of the quirk of tam kikar, but short of tam kikar, it's okay. If I say, now we're beginning to see how the sugi is lining up. We had the Rush who got on the train of Chayz of Ineir and took it to the last stop. And now you have to back it out a little bit and saying, Ramban saying, it's not bad sometimes when you have to reckon with Tom, I got it. Remember the gradations of the Rush? Remember how the Rush started off the sugi by saying, this is the worst case scenario. And this is a little bit better, a little bit better, remember? And then the rest of the Rush are anyway. So the Ramban stopped halfway. The Ramban said that I accept the Rosh as Chayz of Ineir by Tam Kikar, because Tam Kikar I can't ignore. But as long as Tam Kikar is not on the radar screen, then I'm good to go. Then the Ravid's fundamentally right. And the Ravid said I'm right even by Tam Kikar, because it's not Tam Abom and Amina Yisr, it's Tam Abom and Heter. What prompted the Ravid and the Ramban to really truly believe what they're saying, that Kamakam Boto really stands la halacha? Because the whole Gemara that they're pinning themselves on is that Gemara of Avizara. What would the Rush say? What do you think the Rush is about that Gemara of Avizara? The Gemara of Avizara quotes him on the Yom and it says, Kamakam Boto. Kaval, that's against the Rush. What would the Rush say? Yeah, good morning. That's why we don't paskin like that day, says the Rush, because it's not right. What prompted the Ramban and the Ravid to each one, Markadis to Machadis, like, to take that Gemara of Avizara, the sheet that is ultimately Nitcham in Halacha, and say, no, it's really right. It's wrong, but it's really right. There had to be some mock or some other Mishnah, Gemara, Shalmi, something that's forcing the hands of these Rishonim to learn almost like the roundabout Shah in the Gemara of Avodah that really Kamakam Boto is really true, but not here. And the rest says, no, it's not true at all. No, it really is true, but just not here. What was that, what agenda did the Ramban and the Rabbi have? What Mishnah staring them in the face? Anyone noticed? It's not fair, I got ahead of you guys in the Shia. You guys are going to get the Makaros. Okay, I'll see you next Shia. I was going to say that until quarter three today. So hopefully you'll make up. But I'll begin to Shia with you. It's a Mishnah in Maseches Orla. You haven't learned Zerayim in a while, right? Mishnah in Orla. The Mishnah in Orla says, Ha'orla ma'ale es ha'orla. Orla can be used to be mevatel other orla. What's the shear biddle for orla? Come on, in your sleep, guys. What's the shear? What's the what? Messiah. Where'd that shear come from? Tosis, in your sleep. Let's go. It's only a what? It's only a deraisa derabanan kor Tosis. Only dera. Who disagrees with Tosis? Ramban. Good. Okay. Good. So the Mishnah is already talking about post hakadosh chachamim or post in deraisa, whatever the mock of the 200. The Mishnah is talking about using number 200. And the Mishnah says, you can reach the magic number of 200 in an unbelievable way. Orla itself can help you reach that number. What in the world does that mean? Here's the cheshbon, okay? Gotta keep the math. I'll come to the math there. And one orla. And now it gets mixed together. Right? We know it's all mibamino because maybe she had mina's pie doesn't even apply. Right? So what would you say? 200 heta to one orla, what would you say? Good to go. Would you think you have to even be my beer? And unless your name is who? Rashi, right? Rashi, you don't even my beer, right? Heta go, right? Okay? Now, listen to this one. Okay? I gotta get the numbers right here. After this happens, the following happens. I hope you realize that number doesn't really have to be that number exactly. Left here, think about it for a second. What do you think now? That new batch of oil just fell into the previous batch. If that first orla would not have fallen in, what would the psach of had to have been? Imagine that this didn't happen. It was just the 200 heter against the 1.001 gewalt. We're off by a decimal point, gewalt. We don't have 200. Because once we have any minuscule kosher above one, then we just lost that magic shear of 200 and we're in trouble. But wait! We don't just have 200 heter, we have 201 heter, right? Because after all, a minute ago, the first volume of, the first unit of orla fell in and hiked that number up to 201. And if you times this number by 200, please don't do it for me, you're going to come up with a number that's just shy of over 200. You're going to still have the shear. You can breathe a sigh of relief. What helped you breathe a sigh of relief? Guess what? The fact that the first orla fell in. And al zeh ne'emar, ha'orla ma'ale es ha'orla. Orla can be used to turn around and help you be mevatel the orla. Comes the Ravid and says, let me tell you a little bit something about this Mishnah. You know what this Mishnah just said? There's only one way alone to explain this Mishnah. It's a total and complete rebuttal and denial of what principle? Chayz v'neir. Right? If Chayz v'neir is true, then you got to do the math all over again, and now forget it. Now what do you have? You have 200 heter to what? To 2.01, and you're way shy of 200. You're only at 100. So for the fact that the Mishnah says, or the Malas, or the Raya Brewer, that there's no Chayz v'neir, which is exactly what the Ravid says, exactly what I've been trying to tell you all along. No one's listening to me, says the Ravid. This is a Raya Brewer. And what would the Ramban say? Would the Ramban respond? I'm okay with this. Why? Because what is this? We know this is Min Mawa. How do we know? Give me a proof positive it's Min Mino. Because the Shirim of 100 and 200 of Truman Orla are only said by what? The Min Mino anyway. So we know this is Min Mino. There's no Tom Kicker here. By default, there's no Tom Kicker here. Abazoi, if there's no Tom Kicker here, it's Mimavino. I'm also a Ravid person. I'm also going to say that the Gemara in Mephanazar really, really, truly holds against Chayz v'Neir. I couldn't go as far as the Ravid because Nebuchad, I thought that taking it to the next step of where there's Tam, I thought that was already too far. That much I couldn't swallow, says the Ramban. But Mimavino, I'm okay with it. So Bein L'Rav, Bein L'Ramban, this Mishnah reads like a charm, of course, which Rishon is now left in the dark. The Rush. How did the Rush read this Mishnah? The Rush through every single Mishnah or back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Harai is writing, Mishnah is from Zeroy. The Rush had Kol Tarkula in front of his eyes. You know, he quotes this Mishnah. He knows this Mishnah. How did he read this Mishnah? They don't have a clue how to read this Mishnah according to the Rush. The Rabbanim, what's the Rabbanim? The Rush says that Chayzuner across the board, by the Raisas, by the Rabbanim, by you name it, by everything. The Rush says every single thing under the sun is Chayzuner. No exceptions at all. Do you have another thing? I think we're going to sing it. I don't know what I'm going to do. People do it all. Life goes in area. Can you give it to me the other day? Wonder why I can't find it? Because I didn't put it on the market. Okay. No. Find the Mishnah. Hashem quotes the Mishnah. And I got a great place for you to look. You know who wrote a Perush on Mishnah Yisroel? The Rush. Why don't you just open up Shas Bavli with the Mishnah Yisroel, the Rosh, the Perush of Mishnah Yisroel, the Ram in the back, and have Perush and Rosh on the side, and see what the Rush says about that very Mishnah in Orla. That would be a good place to start. Okay, I'll tell you what he says. You may not believe it, but I'll tell you what he says anyway. He says the Rush the question better than you. It can't be. It is impossible. Orla can't be Mala Orla. It's against me. It can't be. You know what the Mishnah's talking about? Different kinds of Orla. The word Orla is used to describe the first three fruits, first 3 years of the fruit. And it is sometimes, every once in a while, used to describe what else? The fourth year as well. Now, the fourth year is not really Orla. What is it? It's really Revoi, which has certainly Surim to it. There are dinim that apply. You can't eat it in Chutz Yerushalayim. It's Pidyon Kut. It's not quite real Orla, but it's part of the general heading of the Parsha of Orla. And therefore, every once in a while, the Rush is not the only one that says this. If you look at certain Gemara, sometimes the Gemara will use the word Orla describing Revoi. You do not, says the Rush, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah never meant to say that this Orla is the same as this Orla. Means this was real Orla, and this is Revoi, or vice versa. Because Orla and Revoi, although in our Lashon, Chazal are sometimes used interchangeably, they're really very, very different Yisurim. But Medvar Mamurim, you say something is Chayz V'Neir. When is Chayz V'Neir? When what? When the same Issa falls in. What would it then be if a little bit of chayla falls in, and then a little bit of dam falls in, a little bit of chaza falls in, right? If they're different isurim, the Gemara has in Tzvachim, isurim v'vachim, zedzeh. And therefore the Rosh says that if this would be pure oil and orla, this Mishnah just couldn't be, it's impossible. It can't be pure oil and orla. It's impossible. The only way to salvage this Mishnah, based on his theory of chayza v'neir being all-inclusive, who never got off the train, says the Rosh, if you go back to this Mishnah, and the Mishnah is a little bit lavdafka orla of orla, it's really orla of Revoi, you see that the Rush is paying to say this pshat. He has no choice but to say this pshat. Because otherwise it flies in the face and undermines his entire theory in Matzah Chul and Matzah Prayer. Arishan, hail the Rush. What can you do the Rush? We've been a shubat to everything the Rush can say the last 2 weeks of learning Rush. The whole Shia the last 2 weeks has been around this Rush. So on the other hand, on one hand, we're a little bit disturbed. You know, we can't have peace with this Rush. It was kavod to handle a Rush. On the other hand, we don't want to go down the Ravid's path. I mean, if we really want to go down the Ramban's path, it means we like Chayz Avinayir, but we can't like it too much. So there has to be something else going on in this Mishnah. One, maybe it's not Chayz Avinayir. Not to be Meshubat to the Rush's Perish, and not the Mishuba to derive in the Ramban's conclusions. Is there a middle path? Is there a middle way? Somehow, a light at the end of this tunnel? So the answer is yes. And the light at the end of the tunnel was discovered by the Goyim. By the Vilna Goyim. The Hem of the Barah puts forward another pshat in this Mishnah. Unlike the Rishonim. Sitting in Vilna by candlelight, writing his Perush, learning every single word, every single line, every little letter of this Mishnah, and saying, you know, this Mishnah may not lead us down the path of the Rav and Ramban. On the other hand, we may not have to go be doich like the Rosh of Doich either. There may be a way out. We have to wait a few days to figure out what the day out is. So with Mitzvah Shem on Sunday, we'll try to pick up the Gra's understanding of this, and then begin to try to put the pieces of the puzzle together. What Chayz Vinayr is, when it is, what it is, who it is, under what limitations does it have, as the student continues to expand. Okay. But we should have a well, we should have a Shabbos. Stag away, guys, seriously. The next 2 days, we got a lot of stuff.